Now just sit right there till we're finished with the show.
Good day, Yap Sheep listeners.
We are here with David Cadell. He is my brother in the Lord. We have here with us the Chipetta family and our faithful brother David Cadell, all the way back from Germany. David, can you tell us what brought you to Germany and what brought you back?
I went there on an L-1011 and came back on a 767.
I thought that was the case. Luke, do you know what that is?
No.
You want to explain what that is?
Well, the L-1011 was a military flight chartered by the government, well, chartered for the government, and a private flight. And it's like a DC-10. And the 767 was a commercial flight that I took home on leave for 9 days to come
back. Oh, you're way too literal. Why did you have to go to Germany?
Well, it's a long story, but basically the government owns me for a certain amount of time, and I'm serving the wounded warriors in Landstuhl, Germany, the ones that get injured from the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. I'm a ICU nurse there.
In the Navy?
In the U.S. Navy.
What is the airport called in Germany?
Good question, Luke. Flughagen.
Can you say that, Luke? Flughagen.
Good.
So I still don't understand, how did you get in the Navy in the first place?
Well, the reason I got into the Navy 3 years ago was I wanted some... It was for vain reasons, and I wanted to...
What does vain mean? For all our listeners that don't have a dictionary handy or dictionary.com, what does vain mean?
Worldly, just surface reasons, not real deep reasons, just...
So you didn't want to save the world or anything like that?
No, I wanted to just... I wanted to people to salute me, and I wanted to feel good about myself and wear the sharp uniform.
What did you speak in the same language there?
Actually, Germans speak Deutsch. Germany is called Deutschland. And we speak a different language there, but I speak English because I'm on a U.S. military base, and everybody speaks English there.
Now, do you have one of those fancy white Navy hats?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I'd like to see that sometimes. When I was a little kid... I think my dad made out of paper. My dad was in the Marines.
Okay.
You know, he came out of Vietnam, and so he was pretty much fresh out of Vietnam when we were born, and he made paper Navy hats for us. It was the coolest thing. It's probably one of my earliest recollections of, like, having a toy. Mm-hmm. Do you have early recollections of your toys?
Yeah, I definitely do.
What were some of your early toys?
Well, I loved my big wheel.
Big wheel.
Pogo stick.
Yeah.
And unicycle.
And you could still ride the unicycle today, right?
Right.
That's unbelievable.
One Luke, of David Cadell's little known talents.
Luke, did you have a question about big wheel?
What is it?
What's a big wheel? What's a big wheel, David?
Oh, big wheel is... something made out of plastic that you can ride when you're little, and it has one large big wheel in the front and two smaller wheels in the back. It's sort of like a plastic tricycle.
It's pretty awesome.
You can go pretty fast in them, and you can do skids and wipe out and stuff like that.
Being in Germany for how long have you been there?
About 5.5 months.
Okay, and coming in from Illinois, so you know you're used to all these Chicagoans. Do you notice any cultural differences between, in your experience, between, you know, the Chicagoans and the folks that you're meeting in Germany?
Oh, yes, I do. The parts that I've seen of Germans and Europeans is generally, well, Germans in particular don't seem to be as religious as Americans. That's one thing. They seem to be more logical, kind of scientific thinkers, whereas Americans, just in general, there's a lot of people who would claim to be Christians in America, but not in Germany.
So how do you approach that with the German people?
Well, sometimes you have to just help them to believe in God first, or, you know, believe in the Bible, and they don't have a lot of faith sometimes to build on. So you have to build from a lower level.
Well, that's something we could pray for your mission out there. Luke.
And what do they wear?
Oh, good question. Well, they wear clothes just like us.
Wow.
You know, pants and shirts. But some of the German traditional dress, where the women wear something called dirndls, and the men wear the, I don't know what they're called, but I think they're sort of like overalls and sort of short pants that start kind of high up in the calf. And
knickers?
Maybe sort of like knickers.
Now, are you learning any good German songs out there?
No.
No, okay.
My dad always talks about when he went to Germany for a wrestling thing when he was younger, and they had these amazing, like, big pretzels. What was your favorite food there in Germany?
Oh, I'd have to say the favorite food so far is the beer.
Uh-oh.
No, seriously. Germans are known for their beer, especially in Bavaria, which is near München or Munich, and it's where the annual Oktoberfest is, and it's near the end of September, actually, even though it's called Oktoberfest, it occurs in September, and I haven't gone yet, but it's a very traditional event with not just drinking, but a lot of festivals and traditional parades and stuff like that. But seriously, though, the beer is very good. And, you know, as long as not taken to excess, I've been able to enjoy some of it there.
Now, is that a challenge for you, just making sure you're not drinking too much beer and being drunk? Or is it pretty easy to just...
It, you know, to be honest, it is a challenge because most of the people I'm around do drink a lot. Mm-hmm. And the challenge to conform versus having my own convictions sometimes is hard.
Yes.
But I've been pretty, well, with the exception of one or two times, I think I've limited myself.
When I was 14, as Maria said, I went over to Germany on a wrestling trip.
Yeah.
It was actually an Illinois-Oregon team, and, you know, I had no, you know, really no standard for... Mm-hmm. For anything back then, and
right.
I remember drinking it seemed like every night, mm-hmm. As a 14-year-old. It was very scary, the things I was doing.
Yeah, I mean, I'll just give you an example. The other night, I had two beers, and that was probably too much, because the beer in Germany is a higher percentage of alcohol than in the U.S., So whereas the U.S. beer might have 3% alcohol, German beer might have 5, 6, 7, even more percent. So you can't drink as much in Germany and still stay sober. You have to really limit yourself even more, and you have to be very careful that way.
Well, I'll be asking about that to help you stay accountable. And Luke has a question.
How do those pretzels taste?
Oh, the pretzels.
They're good, Luke. I liked every time... When I come back from London, back into Germany, there's this little pretzel stand at the Flughagen in Frankfurt Hahn. And the pretzels, I always get one, and the lady's very nice, and I say, Danke schön, and
that
I
means
go on.
Thank you, right?
That means thank you very much. That's one of the few words I know in German.
Wait, wasn't that like a song by Wayne Newton or... Somebody?
Yeah. Yes, and famous song in Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yeah, hooray! Yeah. And the girls were wearing those things.
Dirndl.
Yeah, that you were talking about. And the parade was here in Chicago.
That's right.
You should have been on the float.
Riding my unicycle.
Yeah, riding your unicycle with Ferris.
Is TV in Germany different than TV here?
I don't know, Luke. TV in Germany, I haven't watched any. all the TV that we get on the military base is the military network. What's really funny is that when we watch TV programs that you all see back here in the U.S., we see all the same programs and movies and like American Idol and
that's on the military network?
Yes. And all of the basketball games and football games, like I watched the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl that the Bears were in at the same time you were watching it. It was just in the middle of the night for me.
So it's not really propaganda. It's really just piped in from just,
well,
how does that work?
Well, then we don't have any commercials though. When you guys go to a regular commercial break back here, for example, we're getting military, like, public service announcements, which are pretty hilarious sometimes.
Like what? Give us an example.
Well, there's this guy on one OPSEC commercial.
OPSEC
stands for Operation Security. It's basically trying to make sure that we don't give away secrets to people who might be listening or hacking or just trying, you know, not discussing things unless you really have to discuss them over cell phones or faxing or internet, that kind of thing, or email.
Now, are you giving away military secrets right now? Do I need to, like, bolt down my doors or change my name or anything?
We might have to change the subject.
Okay.
But anyway, this OPSEC guy, like, runs, like, this one, there's an example of a commercial where this man is talking on the phone and saying, yeah, the senator and his wife will be staying at that hotel. Yeah, the one on 9th Street. Yeah. And then this OPSEC guy, who's like a football player, runs into the scene and goes, ah! And tackles the guy that's on the phone. And he goes, don't you know you can't be talking about those secrets on the phone? And then he throws his cell phone on the floor. It's hilarious. So this guy, and there's a series of commercials. It's not just one commercial. This same guy is in several OPSEC commercials tackling different people. Guys running down the hall with, like, secret papers that are flying, and he's tackling them. It's just hilarious.
Oh, that's very cool.
I collect dollars at work.
And on the TV, do they talk the same languages here or no?
Yes, they do, Luke, because I'm watching American TV. But on the German TV, they don't speak in the same language. They speak in that one that I was telling you about, Deutsch.
I think that's pretty cool to have their own propaganda channel. I like that. Propaganda, the original word, I studied out, it actually was not... didn't have negative. That bad negative connotation.
Well, just to clarify, this propaganda is good propaganda. It reinforces.
Are you tackling people now then?
It reinforces things like not drinking and driving, just different rules of the military and how to handle things. And it really, it's just trying to remind people of how to live.
All right, we'll have to start our own propaganda channel. Stay tuned for that.
Words do you know?
In German? Probably 5.
You've been there how long?
5-1 for every
okay.
month.
Okay, really blending in over there.
All right, I'm embarrassed. I don't
one
know.
One word a month.
I should know more by now. You're right.
No.
Well, David, we've missed you so much, and just having you back for, what is this considered, shore leave? You're in the Navy, is this shore leave? What do they call this?
Yeah, maybe you could call it shore leave. I just call it leave. And I have 6.5 more months to go, and then I can get to come back and be with my church family here, which is so supportive, and just looking forward to coming back.
That's awesome. What would you say you miss the most about being away from home?
I would say just being around all the strong disciples, and which I don't have in Germany, and just the encouragement that comes with that.
Well, David, we love you so much, and we will be praying for a quick return. Signing out for Yap Sheet is
Maria Tepeda,
Joe,
Denise,
Dave Cadell.
We're almost done yapping, but you can yap too. Send your comments to chicagoicc@gmail.com.
And, of course, we'd like to thank our sponsor, this episode of Yap Sheep, brought to you by the Father, the Son, and...
Holy Spirit.
Bah, bah.